episode number 300, Camaros ready to return home to Oshawa.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. Not just another episode, episode number 300.
300.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And welcome to episode number 300.
And this episode is in front of a live studio audience.
Well, two basset hounds, but...
No. Didn't you hear the audience?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Happy Days is filmed before a live studio audience.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for listening to this pretty special episode. Yeah,
for the 300th time.
Wow. 300. 300 weeks of doing this. We haven't really missed a week.
Ever.
Even if we had to just do a... I think we had technical difficulties in the 50s or 60s or something like that. Or something like that, where we had to do just a placeholder.
One time, I think.
One time, and then I know that you've had to do one without me, and I've had to do one without you.
Yep.
But otherwise, I phoned in from Vegas or up north snowmobiling over the holidays. Or, geez, there's times when I drove 3 hours just to come home to do the episode and then drive 3 hours back.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's dedication for
you. What is it, since 2005? Did we start this in 2005?
I don't even know.
Is this the sixth year that we're doing this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I thought we did the slight long. This is getting up there, man.
Going on 16 years of the site?
Something like that, 96.
Wow, it's amazing. Well, we thank everybody for being part of our community and, of course, part of our podcast. Thank you for listening and spreading the word and calling in and everything like that. And so let's get on with this milestone episode here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about, what was the title on this one?
Camaro's ready to return home to Oshawa.
That's right. We've been talking about this for weeks, if not months. The big Oshawa homecoming. Is going to be, well, by the time you hear our next episode, 301, it'll be over.
Yes.
It's already sad to think about. So here it is, the biggest Camaro and Firebird event in history at the Oshawa plant in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada.
Yep. We're going to leave here, what, Thursday?
Thursday, yep. We're gonna caravan over, and there's going to be caravans from all over the country, and of course a lot from the Canadian border side caravanning in. The Guinness is expected to be there.
Yeah. Not the beer, the world record company.
Oh, I'm sure the beer will be there as well. And a good time will be had by all, as they say. Plant tours and all sorts of stuff. So if you can't make it, sorry, man. Oh. We hate to rub it in or anything, but don't stop trying. If you got a passport, you can go.
Right.
It happens Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday June 8th, 9th, and 10th, 11th?
9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Something like that, yeah. I don't have a calendar.
Well, nothing's really happening on Thursday, I don't think. That's just like when everybody's arriving. But I think Friday morning is when the tours start in the Oshawa Assembly Plant.
Yes, yes, very cool. So we hope to see as many people as possible there. And if you can't make it, our sincere apologies. And we'll try to bring as much as we can back for you.
Yeah.
There's going to be plenty of pictures, plenty of video. And
I'm sure we'll get some sound bites here and there.
Yeah. In fact, we might be doing some interviews there, interviewing everybody from the assembly line workers, all the way down to guys like you and me that just are Camaro enthusiasts. We're gonna kind of maybe have some fun with this. So
I hope so.
Hopefully we'll see you there, and make sure you catch up with us, because we do have some Camaro Z28.com goodies we're going to be handing out.
Good. I have people hitting me up on Facebook saying to make sure we bring our Camaro Z28.com swag so they can buy it from us, especially in particular T-shirts.
Wow.
But in particular, I think it was Mr. Louis Loveson.
Louis?
Yeah.
Is he gonna be there?
He's gonna be there.
Oh yeah. Because
he's like, I want to buy some stuff, but I had to explain to him that the process that we use for the T-shirts, they're made to order.
Yeah.
So we don't carry a stock of them that we can carry around and sell.
But that may change in the coming year.
Yes.
If
we have enough interest in a lot of people wanting T-shirts, we'll just get a bunch made and then send them out.
Like really kick-ass ones.
Yeah. Really kick-ass ones.
Yeah. You know, worth the $30 we ask for them. See, we're not there to sell anything, though.
No.
We're just there to meet our Camaro and Firebird brethren and, you know, celebrate what the Camaro means to everybody and what it means to us. And I mean, look, it's bringing this many people together. That's what we're there to do. So
absolutely,
we'd love to take your money and give you something cool in exchange for it, but we're just happy to be a part of things and be a part of the community with everybody else. So we'll work on good Camaro Z28 swag as the years move on, because our site is really rapidly growing again. We've noticed some stats changes that are pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, we're, again, glad to be part of it. So hope you can make it. Gosh, I can't really say more than that.
Yeah. Hit us up if you see us.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Come right up to us. Don't be shy. We're happy to meet anybody. Speaking of production, yeah. Camaro production,
yeah,
and things like that, Chris, what you got as far as mail?
Mail? Mail?
Postal Dave? Mailman? No. May sales figures.
May sales figures were released this week, once again. The beginning of June, they released the new figures, and I was thoroughly impressed when I saw the amount of Camaros delivered this month.
Yeah.
9,451 for May of 2011. That brings the grand total this year from January through May to 40,275. Now, let's look at one of the competitors of Camaro. Say, I don't know, Mustang. What did Mustang do last month?
Compared to Camaro's 9,451, Mustang sold a screaming 6,607.
Very respectable still.
Yeah.
But nothing compared to Camaro.
9,000 versus 6,000.
So I'd like to pose this question to old Fitzy, Mr. Fitzpatrick. What percentage of those were convertibles?
Ooh, gooden.
Because he told us last month, and I want to see how they're growing. Because I'm guessing as the weather ramps up here in the east, that they're going to be selling a lot more convertibles. So what was it last month, about 20%?
I think so, yeah. And we thought that was a high number. So I wonder if it's 25 to 30. I'll be really impressed.
Yeah, it's 25 to 30?
I'll be impressed if it is.
I'm seeing them riding around on the road here.
So what do you say, Mr. Fitzpatrick? Oh, by the way, thanks for the beer yesterday.
Well, we'll see him in Oshawa.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm sure we can corner him and ask him all sorts of questions.
Yeah, and some we probably can't, you know, repeat.
Of course.
Yeah.
Is he 28?
Interestingly enough, the total model year 2011 Camaros produced to date as of June 1st, 94,328 2011 Camaros were produced.
When did the model year start? Last July or August?
I don't know.
I think so. We're almost at a year now.
I always hearken back to those who said that they wouldn't even sell 50,000.
I know. I was just going to say that.
That crow tastes good, doesn't it?
And now we're approaching 100,000 for the second year in a row. Wow.
Haters gonna hate.
Awesome. Always good news.
Congratulations to the Camaro team, Salesforce, and everybody that bought them.
Yeah. So what do we got next on the agenda here?
How damn tired I am, because I was just at the Michigan F-Body meet and greet yesterday.
Yeah?
What a very cool event. This event has grown, it's only 5 years old?
Yeah.
And it started out with, 20 or 40 cars, and now there's close to 400.
Yeah, they were shooting for 500 this year.
Yeah.
Did they hit it?
I don't think so. I think he shut down pre-registrations at 380-something.
Wow.
If I read it right.
And they don't charge for the show. It's a free show.
A free
you just come
show.
As you are.
Yeah. And it's put on by our good friend Brian Meissen, and he goes by Meissen on the board. And he generally hangs around the Great Lakes Forum. Good friend. Great guy. Great F-body buddy. F-body buddy. I got third place in People's Choice 5th Gen.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and congratulations to Michael and Lorianne Schroeder, some friends of ours in the Michigan area, for taking first place with their killer black Camaro that we're always kind of challenging each other to do better. And they'll be with us on the caravan to Oshawa.
Cool.
Just a great event. And while we were there, we had some special guests there show up, namely John Fitzpatrick and Al Oppenheiser. And Al had a pretty special car that he drove in with, because it's not the facility is just not maybe 10-20 minutes from Milford Proving Grounds.
Right, yeah.
So it was a pretty easy drive for him to bring something special, and it was a ZL1 prototype in full camouflage.
Yeah.
And it was pretty neat. And I grabbed some quick pictures, and Chris, I fired them over to you, and I believe we were among the very first to post them anywhere on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hit them on the front page of CamaroZ28.com, view them, absorb them, discuss them.
I also saw Al brought a 45th anniversary car. I saw pictures all over the place on that, too. Yeah, convertible, 45th, beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah, incredible, incredible. The whole show is great, very, very friendly. Makes me think a lot of the Northeast Ohio Camaro show that happens, what, September, August?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, where, you know, it's just a really good, good friendly event. So congratulations to Brian Meissen for putting on another great event and for making it free. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. And that's it.
So for the news this week.
Yeah, that's it for the news. So I got this this Honor and Valor badge on my desk here, in the studio.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah, we wanted to kind of honor those who have valor.
Yeah.
I'm opening it up because I got to look at it again. And all we said was, if you serve or have served, call in and it's yours. Just that simple. And we kind of came under a little bit of fire, just a little, from somebody saying that might not have been quite as fair to do it because, you know, we should have made it random or something like that.
Sure, sure.
Well, you know, sometimes we reward those who are loyal listeners.
Absolutely.
How many calls did we get from?
We got zero.
Well, so it didn't matter. No, really.
We have no veterans. We have no active serving military members listening to this podcast.
We want to give you an extremely small token of our appreciation.
I know.
And all you got to do is call in and say, I'm so-and-so, Sergeant Bilko or whatever.
Sergeant Bilko.
Sergeant Stadenko. Only the older folks will get that reference. Yeah. And I served in whatever, and tell us your history, and it's yours. It's that simple. I'm kind of surprised we didn't get any calls. No. So all I got to do is have served. If, you know what? If we don't get one, I'll just have to keep it. Give it to our trainer. He served. What's next? Oh, voicemails.
Yeah.
Do we have any?
Yeah, we do. We have one voicemail this week because we're getting ready to award the winner.
Oh, yeah, for the contest.
Of the exhaust contest.
That's right.
And the $250 gift certificate from SLP.
Yeah. Is this the last one in entry?
This one was in just in time.
Really?
May 31st, oh. 10 o'clock at night.
Nice.
So here it is.
Hello, this is CyberCoaster on the forums. I'm calling in at the last minute to enter the exhaust contest. My car is the 2010 2SS RS. I have a Heritage Grille and TSW rims and iBox springs on it with the cold air inductions, cold air intake with fixed long tube, a high flow cat, and Borla Attack exhaust. With 373 gears and a Barton shifter and a JBL sound system and a few other things like the AAC style lighting in it. And here's my exhaust. Starting up.
Okay, one last entry in, right at the end there.
That counts as an entry.
Absolutely. CyberCoaster, thank you for calling in and submitting that entry.
Now, here's the deal. We know that it's not easy to do, and we didn't want to make it easy. I mean, $250 gift certificate is, you know, nothing to sneeze at. I know that's a good-sounding exhaust just from his description of it.
Yeah.
But it just didn't come through over the phone, and that's why we tried to offer as many tips as possible.
It almost sounded like it was taken on a cell phone too, and the cell phone muffled the sound a bit or muted it. I don't know.
It must have like a noise cancellation type thing or something like that. We gotta declare a winner.
Yeah.
And the tough part is that we know some of these exhausts were killer. They just didn't come through on the phone quite right. And we probably won't do anything quite like this again because we realize that as technology evolves forward, a lot of people are getting rid of their landlines. Yeah. So, but it was something we wanted to try. It was inspired by somebody who actually called in and just said, "Here, check out my exhaust." Yeah. You know, so it can be done. It just has to be done the right way. So we've reviewed all of them, including the one we just heard. And the choice, as always, when we do a contest like this, is not easy. It's never easy, and we can't thank everybody for calling in enough. But Chris, why don't we play the winner, the one that we deemed was the best?
Okay, here we go.
And why do we choose that one?
Well, you know, it all has to come down to sound quality.
Yes.
And, you know, it was just apparent.
Yeah.
It was very apparent. And I think anybody listening to the show would know that that was obviously one of the best sound clips we received during this whole contest. So congratulations, Mr. Bearsy 28.
That's right.
You have won yourself a $250 gift certificate courtesy of SLP for all of their SLP stuff.
Yep. And we thank SLP for providing that for us. And of course, again, thank you for calling in if you did. Interestingly enough, I'm looking back over the records, and Bear actually called in episode 292 and had a really bad exhaust sound. I mean, bad, like not good.
Yeah.
And, you know, we said a lot. You know, if you don't like how it wound up when we played it on the show, you can enter as many times as you like. And then we also offered as much advice as we could. And even Bear, after his winning entry came in, we said, can you tell us how you did that? And he explained how to do it. So we knew it wouldn't be quite as easy as it sounds. And that's kind of how we like to, you know, we like to offer a challenge. So yeah. Thanks again, Bear. I probably have it, but shoot me your mailing address and your contact information, and I'll get that over to SLP, and they'll issue you your $250 SLP gift certificate.
Awesome.
So if you didn't win this, never fear, because we've got some other contests coming up in the future. Some easier, some harder, but we're always doing something. We love to give stuff away.
Yes. Call in. Get your voicemails in. We didn't get any this week except the one.
The entry.
For the entry.
And, We would normally declare a voicemail winner, but we really didn't have any for the month of May that weren't involved in the exhaust contest.
Right.
So we need to look over some of the records just to make sure. And if we don't have an eligible winner that hasn't already won a contest this year, we'll just put it in.
Carry it over.
Put it back in the prize vault and carry it over to the June. So that's it.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun, though.
That was awesome.
It was cool to hear some.
That was awesome.
What people are running and some they had some creativity and how they recorded it and. Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
So, going into June, all you got to do is give us a shout, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
So, this part of the show, we really don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, we wrapped it up already.
Yeah. However, there's something we do need to talk about, and it's the video embed system that we've got going on the message board.
Yeah.
We've been working in partnership with Autostream.com, in particular Adam Bruce, who's a very good friend of ours that goes way back to the F-Body days. And what we're doing here is sort of an evolution of sharing videos amongst forums. And obviously, this is in the infancy stage here.
Yeah.
So we need everybody to be clear. We need your input, not complaints. Constructive criticism is fine.
And useful suggestion.
Yeah.
Basically, what it is when you, if you haven't noticed, when you post a YouTube link, it converts it into a click and play, so to speak, interface.
Yes.
And like Chris said, it's in its infancy. We're just starting. And you, the listener and CamaroZ28.com community member, can help us develop this so it's just right for everybody. Because eventually this is going to spread to other websites as well. We are the beta site.
Yeah. It's a cool system. I really like it. It gives you a way to share videos amongst all the forums. I mean, if you go to tv.camaroz28.com, you can see all the videos people have been posting on the board all in one central location. And you can go through and they link right back to the particular thread, who posted them. You can search them. It's a cool system. I really like it.
Yeah, it's got some bugs to it here and there because it's so new. But yeah. But we're just squashing them as much as we can. We're listening to every suggestion very carefully, even the ones
whether we like it or not.
Yeah, you know, and some of them are just outlandish. But we're keeping note of them just because you never know what technology can provide for us. So just because we haven't been able to implement the change yet doesn't mean we won't.
Right.
And we're listening.
Keep your eyes open for new revisions coming soon. And as always, we appreciate all comments and criticism that we can actually use.
Yeah. Saying, it sucks, remove it, doesn't help us.
We have
all
a thread set up in the site suggestions section of the message board, don't we? That's called AutoStream.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully people will keep their comments in there.
Yeah, because posting in the lounge where we don't really pay attention to what people say. I mean, because they say, this is the lounge, don't take anything seriously. Or, yeah. You got it. That's how it works.
Yeah. A lot of lounge rats hang out there anyway.
Well, there's six or seven lounge rats. They're like a little clique.
Well, they used to be bigger, and we got rid of some of them.
Yeah, well, you know, some websites aren't for some people. I think that, you know, juvenilehornyloser.com might be a better place for some of those guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sorry, I'm just, hey, it's just a lounge. Don't take it seriously.
Well,
Okay, then. I like the lounge. I like the lounge.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a good place. But don't forget what the core purpose of CamaroZ20.com is.
Yeah.
You know, Camaros. You know, remember those?
Firebirds. Remember those?
Yeah. GTO. CTSV. Close. Not quite.
Oh,
Honda.
Boy.
GTFO.
No kidding.
I guess since we're talking about, we got a couple more minutes to kill. Let's talk about the podcast, the future of the podcast. You know, as you know, we just hit episode number 300.
Holy cow.
How can we make things better by 500?
By 500?
Or 400 even. Or by next week. I mean, never hesitate to reach out and give us a shout. Say, you know, I want this from the podcast, or why don't you do this? We get a lot of suggestions, and some of them we just don't have the time or the ability to do.
Well, you know, two of the biggest suggestions we always get, make the episodes longer. Which, I mean, this week we're struggling for content.
So
even
every
make
episode,
it 30 minutes.
Every episode would be like this.
Or we could just take calls. You know, that's another one. That's not the most. But other ones want us to go video. And I don't know. Do you guys really want to watch us every week?
Because it's no more exciting to watch us than it is to listen to us.
I mean, I could put my camera on my basset hound sleeping on my futon right now and then just listen to our voices. I don't know what else we could do. We don't have a green screen here and lots of videos to show.
And you got all these smut pictures on your wall here in the studio.
Of smut you call Camaro. I don't
yeah.
I guess that was,
yeah. Hot. So, hot! So, yeah. So, this is what a 45 to 50 minute episode would sound like. All right. I think let's wrap it up. It's a beautiful day here. Gas prices dropped to $1.29 a gallon.
In your dreams.
What? Huh? Oh, sorry, I zoned off. I was up until 5 o'clock working on my car before the Michigan F-Body meet and greet.
Here's a tip, though, for gas pricing. I got this last week and I signed up.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
If you use a mobile speed pass,
yeah?
You got to log into your account, click on a box, and you will instantly get 15 cents off per gallon till June 30th. It's not instant at the pump. What they're going to do is they're going to send you a check after 60 days up to 100 gallons.
Wow.
Yep. So up to 100 gallons if you use, you know, till June 30th, and you'll get a rebate of 15 cents per gallon.
So that'd be $15.
Yeah, if you use the 100 gallons.
That's about what I go through, I'm sorry to say.
So free money, man.
Yeah, no
free
kidding.
Money.
Good stuff. And there's a whole plethora of other money-saving, gas-saving tips, but, you know, we couldn't possibly cover them all.
Yeah.
But they're out there, so search around. We got to wrap this up. This is getting boring.
Yeah.
Everybody's tuned off. We're just talking to ourselves now. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll hopefully see you at the Oshawa event at the BBOMG
Can't
and the
wait.
Plant Tour. And I'm out of here. I'm going to go get ready.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.